Mount Everest is the world's tallest mountain. It is also one of the deadliest, having claimed more than 200 lives over the past century. In 1996, 8 people died during one fateful storm on the mountain. That tragedy has been chronicled in no fewer than 5 books and at least 2 documentaries, and now it is the subject of an opera receiving its world premiere in Dallas. Bill Zeebel of member station KERA has more.
For years, Gene Shear was fascinated by the infamous 1996 Everest expedition.
It seems to be about both really big sort of existential themes coupled with these challenging circumstances that these people found themselves in.
Shear says it was about transformation and redemption. He wrote the libretto for Everest after traveling around the world to interview survivors of that doomed climb. One of them was Beck Weathers, a Dallas doctor. At a question-and-answer session that was part of the opera's premiere, Weathers said he was near the summit when his eyesight failed. He recalled guide Rob Hall's advice.
He said, if you can't see in 30 minutes, I don't want you climbing, and I want you to promise me that you're going to stay here until I come back. And I said, cross my heart, hope to die, I'm sticking. It never occurred to me that he would never come back.
The job of turning those stories and their setting to music fell to British composer Joe B. Talbot. The 43-year-old has written for film, television, and ballet, but this is his first opera. Talbot says he was especially eager to create a sound world around the peak.
The voice of the mountain, that was something that was one of the very first thoughts I had. I was looking for the sound to kind of represent this fickle, terrifying entity, rock cracking under the pressure and the cold and the wind, you know, perpetually whistling past.
Talbot used percussion instruments to convey the cracking rocks and ice. A bass drum, rubbed with an inflated rubber ball, evokes a groaning mountain.
One of the other bass drums, we've taped double bass strings to... This is all my... I'm giving away my trade secrets. Taped double bass strings to the underside of a bass drum so that when you hit it, they rattle like a huge snare drum.
Once the score was written, the Dallas Opera sought singers. When baritone Craig Verm heard about it, he wanted in because he's also a climber.
Joby has brilliantly incorporated lots of breaths so that we can move with our body and gasp for air in between words and between phrases to give the illusion that we really are suffering from hypoxia.
Hypoxia, or lack of oxygen, and cold almost killed Beck Weathers in 1996. He fell into a hypothermic coma after the blizzard blew in and was left for dead by 2 different teams and accepted practice on Everest. 15 hours later, he woke up.
My recollection of it was literally of waking up in my own bed and having the sense of the light streaming to me through the window. I looked down and I saw my dead hand on my right arm, and I hit it. And it, of course, it was completely frozen solid, so it bounced, which actually was a good thing because it brought me out of my reverie and pointed out to me that I was, in fact, not in my own bed.
Weathers lost both hands and parts of his face to frostbite. The opera asks, why risk death to climb a mountain?
If I knew exactly what happened, every bit of the pain and the misery and the operations... And everything that was awful about this, I'd do it again.
Beck Weathers says he came out of the experience a changed man, no longer arrogant or depressive. He saved a failing marriage. For singer Craig Verm, the answer's a little different.
What draws me to performing is very much the same things that draw me to the mountains. There is an aliveness, a mixture of being 100% physical, 100% emotional, 100% spiritual experience, and you're exhausted, but you've never been more alive.
Verm and other members of Everest's cast and crew hope they can make audiences feel the same way. For NPR News, News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.